Themselves can peregrine zayin mishne yud gimel and full peregrine zayin mishne tes zayin. Kol shebe yom tohar, anything which grows or comes from an animal that lives in the sea cannot become tomei. This is learned from the psukim that talk about leather items together with clothes. So just like clothes are made from that which grows on the ground, so too leather, and which is essentially the skin of animals, is only able to become tomei if it's from animals that are on the land as opposed to being in the sea. Chutz mekelev hamayim, except for some kind of sea dog, because although that animal lives primarily in the sea, because it runs away to the dry land when it is being attacked, it is therefore defined as a land creature. One explanation of this is because this is a proof that it can survive on land. If a regular fish would jump out onto dry land, it would die, whereas this can survive on dry land, and that is enough for it to be considered a land creature. I'm not able to resist from just bringing in half a minute to Reb Tzadok HaKohen Melublin, who wrote many, many sfarim based on Hasidic ideas. In his Sefer Sisei Laila in Ois Nun, the 50th letter, he brings this mission as a proof that even the greatest sinners amongst the Jewish people, who may appear to be totally wicked and bad people, there is a tendency throughout Jewish history, and the Torah already foretells that this is going to occur, that when things begin to be very difficult and Hashem shows that their wicked ways only bring to suffering and deter one from long-term happiness, and at that point the person then cries out to Hashem. And the truth is, over there he talks about what occurs every single year during the month of Elul, and around the time of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when we do teshuvah and we're on our best behavior, we try to act with more care, with more precautions, and in a way it seems a bit fake, it seems to be a bit of a pretense. But says Reb Tzadok, we see from this Mishnah that the very definition and the intrinsic self that a person is based on how he acts and how he becomes closer to Hashem when he's under attack. This creature lives in the sea the entire time. But when it's under attack, then it runs to the dry land, and because of that, it's defined as a land animal. The definition and the category into which that creature falls is based on what he does and how he behaves when he is under attack. And so too, explains Reb Tzadok HaKohen Melublin, when a Jew has difficult hardships and he cries out to Hashem at that point, and he uses the low point in order to bring himself closer to Hashem, it's that behavior that shows that that's his real self. And to the contrary, the rest of the year, if we do Averus, we sin, that's not our real self. Sometimes it takes a bit of pushing from Hashem, but when he does push and we act accordingly, we draw ourselves closer to Hashem, that really reveals that all along that was our intrinsic and real self. But as it may, we return to the Mishnah, Ha'oise Kelim in Hagodol Bayom, one who forms utensils, he forms items using material that came from something which grew in the sea, the Chibur Lahem in Hagodol Ba'aretz, and he connected to that material something which is from a material that grew on land and can become Tomei, Afilu Chut, even if it's only a little string, afilu mashicha, or a little thread, dovar shum kabel tuma, since it is something that is able to become tomei, and it is attached in a way that it is all considered to be one item in terms of the laws of impurity, tomei, all of it can become tomei, even the part which grew in the sea. Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah now makes note of something interesting. That which was created on the first day of creation, on Sunday, can become Tomei. On the first day of creation, Hashem created the heaven and the earth, and kelim which are made out of the earth, i.e. clay, earthenware items, can become Tomei, of course. Basheni, that which was created on the second day of creation, Monday, Einbei Tuma, cannot become Tomei, namely the sky. Obviously, the sky itself is not able to become Tomei. Bashlishi, that which was created on the third day of creation, Tuesday, namely trees and plants. Yesh Bei Tuma, that is able to become Tomei. This is referring to the wood which comes from trees. Wooden utensils can, of course, become Tomei. Baravii, that which was created on Wednesday, namely the sun, the moon, the stars, Vachamishi. And that which was created on Thursday, the fifth day of creation, that refers over here to the fish and the birds. Ein Bei Tuma, none of these items can become Tomei. With regards to fish, we learned that in the previous Mishnah, and there is a pasuk that also teaches that birds and the different parts of the birds are not able to become Tomei. However, the Mishnah says, Chutz miknaf ha'oiz, except for the bones of the wings of a particular bird called the oiz. In the Torah, this is called the ozniyah. these bones are pretty strong, and Major Rabbanon, because kelim made from the bones of this bird might very easily be confused with a kli made from the bones of a regular animal. Therefore, Major Rabbanon, this kli which comes from the bones of the osnia can become tamei. Ubeitas nami samitzupa, and an egg which comes from an ostrich, if the egg has been coated with earth, according to the Torah, it cannot become tamei, because the primary part is the egg, and the earth is just secondary to the egg, and the egg came from a bird. However, because this egg's shell, once again, is pretty thick, it's strong, it resembles other materials that can become tamei, so a combination of that factor and the fact that it is covered with earth, which is a material that can become tome, that means that midrabon on this item can also become tome. Amar Rabbi Yechmenuri says, Manishtano knafo oiz mekolak nofayim. What's the difference between the bones from the wings of the osnia and all birds' wings' bones? That is to say, according to Yechmenuri, all birds' wings, the bones which come from them, can become tome if they are made into a kli. Midrabon, of course. According to Yechmenuri, all birds were included in this rabbinic decree. Ends off the Mishnah, everything that was created on the sixth day of creation, Friday, namely people, animals, tomei, they can of course become tomei. Mishnah Tesov, anyone who makes any kind of utensil that is able to hold and contain things, even if it's only able to hold the tiniest amount, as long as it can contain that tiny amount, it is able to become tomei, says the Mishnah. One who makes any kind of item designated for somebody to lie on or to sit on, or really to support his weight on it in any kind of way, tomei, it is also able to become tomei, and this time it can become tomei as a tumas medrus, that is something that is purpose, is for supporting the weight of a person, and if a zov, or somebody else who has a similar severe level of impurity, supports his weight on such an item whose purpose is for supporting the weight of somebody, then that item becomes an av hatuma, which means it's like the source of impurity itself. In general, food and kelim can only become tomei from the original source of impurity. But something which has a tumas medrus means that that item will receive the exact same level of impurity that the zov has. And therefore, if the zov sits on this item, or even if he leans on it, if the purpose of the item is even to support the person when he leans on it, or in any way to support the person's weight, and then food or kelim touches that item, the food or kelim will become tomei, even though in general, food and kelim can only become tomei from the original source of impurity. Ha'isa kismi ara matzah, one who makes a pouch out of unprocessed leather, min haniyar, or from paper, tomei, it can become tomei, even if it is quite unusual. At the end of the day, this is something that can be used. It's not disposable either. It has enough significance for it to be considered a kli. Horimoin ho'aloin v'ho'egoiz, a pomegranate, an acorn, or a walnut, shechakokum atinoikos, that young children carved a hole into them in order to be able to play with them as a toy, lomim behem se ofar, to measure sand or other small bits of earth inside these containers, or if these young children fixed them and adapted them by making a receptacle inside of them to use as balance scales, as toy balance scales. Tomei, these items can now become tomei. Sheyesh lahem maisa, because even young children, their actions have halachic significance, although ve'en lahem machshava, their thoughts and intentions do not. As we have seen in a number of Mishnayos, it's not enough that a kli has the ability to hold things. It has to actually be designated for such a purpose. So I may have thought that since the children are the ones who made these kelim into something that can contain things, and it's only them who have had this intention of using it to hold things, to hold sand, to place things on the balance scales as a toy, so it wouldn't be able to become tomei, because we're relying on their intention. The Mishnah comes to say that's not the case, since they did an action as well, that action has significance to make it into a kli. The reality is that it's going to be used for holding things, and they did an actual physical action in order to change the kli. And therefore, even though it was done by a child whose actions and thoughts generally have less significance, in this case, that is enough to give a status of a kli to the item, and it would be able to become tomei. Mishnah Tezayin. As will be very apparent from the end of the Mishnah, the list of kelim which this Mishnah will talk about are all kelim which are essentially flat. They don't have the ability to contain things, and therefore they shouldn't really become tomei. However, in this particular situation, the person also uses that item in order to cheat and to hide something inside of the item. And therefore, though the main purpose of the item does not involve a container, he made some kind of container inside it to hide things. And because of that, the item can now become tomei. Kenei moznayim, a stick which is at the top of balance scales, the stick which goes horizontally from which the two cups of the balance scale hang, v'hamochik, and a wooden tool which is used for scraping off different powders and things which he might measure out to sell or to buy, and they use a particular measuring tool. And once they pour whatever they are setting into this measuring tool, they would scrape it off so that it was flat. So the flat wooden tool they would use to do so, essentially it's flat. However, in both of these cases, sheyesh ben beis kibul matreis, they have a place inside of them to hold metal. And the purpose would be, in the case of the balance scales, in order to be dishonest. And if you would place some metal into one side, it would weigh it down to one of the sides, and that way he would be able to cheat. And with this tool that was used for scraping and smoothening and flattening the substance which was poured into the measuring cup, if they would weigh it down, then it would cause more of this substance to be flattened and removed, and he would end up selling less. Either way, we have Kalim over here, whose primary, I guess, designation and use, that which it is clearly and obviously used for, does not involve a container, doesn't hold anything. However, because this particular person did make a container inside of it, and he himself does use it for this other purpose as well, that gives the status of a kli to the item, because it can and is designated also for holding things now. V'ho'esel sheyesh bebeis kibul mo'es, a stick which is used for carrying. You would place it over one's shoulder, and it would have something on the end of it to hold things. If it had a hollowed out part inside of that stick to hold coins, and this would be used by a worker who wanted to pretend to his employer that he hadn't yet been paid, he would place the coins that he already received from him inside of this stick, and he would go to his employer and say, "You didn't pay me yet, check me." And that way he would dishonestly receive more wages. V'konishal oni sheyesh bo beis kibul mayim, a stick which is used by a poor person who collects money and pretends that he's very, very thirsty and he hasn't got anything to drink, but in reality he has a hollowed out part inside of his stick which can hold water. U'makel sheyesh bo beis kibul mezuzo magolyos, a stick that has a hollowed out part that can contain a mezuzah and diamonds, precious stones. In order to avoid being taxed on the precious stones, he would place those inside the container, inside the stick, and then place a mezuzah on top of it and close the stick, such that even if the inspectors would check the stick, they would just see a mezuzah over there. They wouldn't realize that beyond the mezuzah there were also precious stones. And that way he would avoid having to pay taxes for those precious stones. In all of these cases, says Mishnah Harilu Tumein, these items can become tomei because the person has made a container in them and he uses the container. One of the new purposes of this item is indeed to contain and hold things, and therefore it can become tomei. And the Mishnah ends off, Val Kulon, and concerning all of these cases, Omar Birchim Ben Zakkai, Birchim Ben Zakkai said, Oilim Oimar, woe to me if I will teach these laws to my students, and Oilim Leomar, woe to me if I don't teach these laws to my students. He was concerned that if he talks about these utensils, it might appear as if he's giving some level of validation to cheating and being dishonest. On the other hand, if he doesn't teach the laws, well, what is the status with regards to such kelim? The students might wonder why the Mishnayos are not associating and not talking at all about these kelim. It appears perhaps that the Chachomim are not familiar with people's cheating, and they're a bit oblivious to how people behave. That would also not be a good impression. It might even cause people to cheat more if they think that the Chachomim don't realize at all. So he had this sort of conundrum as to whether to teach these laws or not.